Welcome to the Capital OTB Daily Report, brought to you by Capital OTB Bet. I'm Seth Merrill. Thanks for joining us as we set you up for the day on Friday, March 5th, 2021. As always, we like to kick off our action. A little trivia question just to test your horse racing knowledge. We will answer at the end of the program. And in honor of Saturday's Big Cap, the Santa Anita Handicap out at Santa Anita, we will ask a big cap oriented trivia question. Let's go back to the past 20 years. We'll go back to 2001. And in the past 20 years, one horse won the big cap three different times. Who was that horse? Can you name the horse that won the big cap three times in the past 20 years? We'll give you till the rest of the program to come up with an answer for that. If you need a little hint, at the end of the show, we'll toss out some multiple choice options for the question. But again, big cap winner that won three times in the past 20 years. All right, once again, we are setting up for the action on Friday, March 5th, 2021. Let's get to it.
But meanwhile, up front, Candyman Rocket from the outside strikes to the lead. But here's Nova Rags with a ground-saving trip, moving through, not a challenge second. Boca Boy is all in third. Inside the final furlong, it's Candyman Rocket and Junior Alvarado. They made first run, and they have the lead. Nova Rags will surge again late and run at the leader and Hidden Stash down the center of the racetrack. Candyman Rocket hangs on by a diminishing three parts of a length.
That was Candyman Rocket winning the Sam Davis down at Tampa Bay Downs, and he will highlight the action on Saturday in the Tampa Bay Derby. There's a nice undercard of stakes races as well. Do note, they're expecting a little weather down there at Tampa, and because of that, some of the turf stakes, you'll want to watch the weather is the point, and you know, take a look at scratches and changes and whatnot as Saturday progresses, if that anticipated weather does come in on Saturday down on the west coast of Florida in the Tampa area. But Tampa Bay Derby with Candyman Rocket coming out of the win and Sam Davis. I like Candyman Rocket, but I'm going to use him underneath. I think Promise Keeper from Todd Pletcher is very intriguing, coming off a maiden breaker last time in the second career start. A big front-end win over at Gulfstream. Maybe more importantly, given that potential weather situation, the maiden breaker from Promise Keeper was done over a sloppy track over at Gulfstream Park. So we'll use him. We'll use a little Candyman Rocket underneath. And I think Helium for Mark Cassie is going to be very interesting. First couple of races on the synthetic up at Woodbine. They were both nice wins. Has some decent workouts underneath, though, on dirt. And so I think this one, I'm going to put my trust in Mark Cassie to be making maybe a clever move with Helium. Again, I like Promise Keeper on top, Candyman Rocket in the second spot, but Helium is interesting to me in the mix as well. And as you heard on that replay of the stretch run for the Sam Davis, coming late was Hidden Stash. I think Hidden Stash is also going to be very interesting on Saturday down at Tampa in the Tampa Bay Derby. As I say, there's a nice undercard of stakes races as well at Tampa. Some of those on the turf, though, but again, we'll have to watch the weather there. We set up some of the other stakes around the country yesterday. We talked about the San Felipe with the two Bafferts squaring off, Life is Good and Medina Spirit. That's going to be fun in the San Felipe. Maxfield in the big cap, the Santa Anita Handicap. They have some other stakes on the card as well, the Kilroy Mile and others out at Santa Anita. At Aqueduct, again, yesterday we talked a little bit about the Gotham. Highly motivated for Chad Brown and Klarovich. Very interesting. Freedom Fighter comes in from the West Coast for Bob Baffert. Nice stake to highlight the card at Aqueduct on Saturday along the Derby Trail in the Gotham. But they also have some nice undercard stakes as well, including the Tom Fool. So really, it's just a fabulous stakes day coming up at the various venues around the country on Saturday. This Friday card that's coming up a little bit later on, Friday afternoon cards at various venues, just kind of setting the stage for what looks like a really, really nice weekend of racing with some big, big names, big promising events coming up on Saturday because it's always fun along the Derby Trail. But with a race like the Big Cap, we also get potentially some promise and potential in the handicap division as well. And we'll see if Maxfield can validate what we've seen from him so far in the last couple of starts down at the fairgrounds. Coming up on Friday, though, as I say, the Friday action will set up the stage for Saturday's big day. But let's jump in and give you some thoughts on what's coming up on Friday, and hopefully we can all have some fun, maybe cash some tickets, make a little money on Friday here at Capital OTB on Capital OTB TV. On Friday afternoon, we'll be looking at a little Aqueduct, some Gulfstream, Tampa, Fairgrounds, Oaklawn, and Santa Anita. Aqueduct weather forecast is looking sunny on Friday afternoon, potentially a little windy, though, and the wind down there can it can be gusty, and it can play to, you know, whether they're facing a headwind in the backstretch or maybe getting the wind behind them in the stretch. The wind can play a little bit into how some of the races are or do play out. So, again, that's just one of the things as the course of the card goes along. Just take a look at maybe the flag in the infield and see how the wind, how strong the wind does seem to be and if it is playing into the day. But, again, should be sunny, but maybe a little windy down at Aqueduct on Friday. Mostly sunny at Gulfstream, mostly sunny cross state at Tampa over at the fairgrounds. They're expecting some cloudy conditions early at the fairgrounds and perhaps towards the later portion of the card. They may escape it. It may come even later, but perhaps some late afternoon showers at the fairgrounds on Friday. Oaklawn, it's just the opposite. They're going to have some showers early, maybe before the card, and by the time racing commences at Oaklawn, maybe it'll just be cloudy for the afternoon, and out in Santa Anita, sunny conditions are expected. Let me toss out a play for today. Yesterday, if you were tuned into the program, tossed out that 25-1 shot in the state-bred maiden claiming race at Oaklawn. And I said those Arkansas-bred maiden races are always a little bit of a puzzle. You can search for some value. We did, and our 25-1 shot, tall and long, ran second. But our top two picks flip-flop for the Exacta, and the Exacta paid over $180. So, again, if you were listening and used that 25-1 shot, maybe threw in the horse we had just underneath in the mix. And, you know, again, those two flip-flopped for a decent little Exacta with the 25-1. As I said, yesterday wasn't exactly a play of the day. It was a little more of a stab of the day. But a 25-1 did come in second and completed a nice Exacta that was kind of logical from our viewpoint. And so hopefully you're on board there. We'll take a little pop today with Tampa. Toss out a potential Exacta box in the third at Tampa on Friday afternoon. Maiden 16 claimers going six furlongs. I have it 4, 2, 6, 6, and 7. I'll box all four of those up if the field holds together. I think with a 10-horse field and morning line prices potentially holding up, the four-horse box might make sense. Grim Hild on top, that's the logical player. And with Gerald Bennett training, a horse that looks to have maybe an edge on this bunch, we may lose value there. 5-2 on the morning line. I think Grim Hild's going to go down to a much shorter price. And as I say, that may suck a little value out of our play. But it's 6-1. First time starter from Kathleen O'Connell. Truly a dream. The number two horse. There was a sibling called 40 Shades of Green. Ninth and then eighth in the first couple of starts. But one in start number three. And that to me says there's some win early potential. So we'll toss that one in the mix. Cherry Rock Bridge in the third spot off a decent try last time. Should fit nicely with this bunch. And Kiss Me Lips, the number seven, another first-time starter by Perspective, who okay with first-time starters. A little sneaky, good kind of a sire there with first-time starters. Steady string of workouts really isn't tipping the hand at all. But a 10-1, that's one I thought was worth throwing in the mix. And an otherwise fairly weak field. So a couple of fresh faces in the mix at prices will allow us to potentially go four deep in here. Again, if the field size holds up and the morning line prices in the third at Tampa on Friday afternoon, I'll box up 4, 2, 6, and 7. Promotions at Capital OTB. Well, the promotion that is of note is certainly the Bounty Bet. On Friday, the Bounty Bet returns with over $1,200 in the kitty. All you have to do to get your shot at that bounty is jump in with the late pick five at Gulfstream on Friday afternoon. Play it with your Capital OTB bet account. As always, you're just going against the other players playing via Capital OTB bet. If you're the lone winner of the late pick five at Gulfstream amongst that group, you pull down the entire bounty. If there's a group of players that hit it, everybody shares a consolation, but it's always a lot of fun. If you hit the pick five, you get to cash the ticket, A, and then you get that $1,200 plus as well. Again, if you're the lone holder of the pick five ticket amongst the players at Capital OTB Bet. So that happens Friday afternoon, Bounty Bet at Capital OTB. If you don't have a Capital OTB bet account and you're thinking, I want to be in for the bounty, check out the website, capitalotb.com, for more information on signing up for a Capital OTB bet account. And you can take advantage of the sign-up bonus as well. Get a little free money for launching a brand new account. All right. That kind of takes you through the day. I didn't mention when I was talking about the weather and setting up the tracks, I do want to mention that at Gulfstream Park, there is a $1.1 million guarantee in the Rainbow Six on Friday afternoon. Man, that rainbow pool down at Gulfstream just juices up very quickly. It was only a couple of weeks ago, they had the mandatory payout. In fact, since the mandatory payout, there was a day within the past couple of weeks where there was the single ticket. But they get right back up to seven figures very quickly. And Friday afternoon, $1.1 million guarantee in the Rainbow Six down at Gulfstream. All right. Once again, that takes you through the setup for Friday afternoon. Gives you some thoughts also on what's coming up on Saturday. Don't forget on Saturday, Racing Across America at 10 a.m. And we'll have some previews of the stakes action coming up on Saturday. A little earlier than that, Handicapper Support coming up on Sunday. Racing Across America, our usual recap of the stakes action. Tune in for the weekend morning programming on Capital OTB TV. And if you're not in the upstate area where it's available on your cable system, do note that we are now available on Roku through the RTN channel, the RTN app. So fire up your Roku stick and look for RTN, look for Capital OTB, and you can watch us wherever you are with that option. All right, going to get to the trivia question now. Let's go back to it. And it was in the last 20 years, so going back to 2001, one horse won the Santa Anita Handicap three times in the past 20 years. Who was that horse? If you've already come up with your answer, lock that in. But if you need a little help, I'll toss out four options in the multiple choice category. Was the three-time winner of the Big Cap in the last 20 years Lava Man, Game On Dude, Milwaukee Brew, or John Henry? The winner of the Santa Anita Handicap three times in the past 20 years. This was his first win in the Big Cap.
They come to the top of the lane. Game On Dude strikes the front. Twirling Candy. Setsuko's running a huge race on the outside. Heads a turn for home in the big one. Setsuko on the outside. Twirling Candy. Oh, what a bumping going on. Game On Dude shifted out. Game On Dude goes on. Setsuko. Quindici Man. Twirling Candy can find no more. And it's Setsuko in full flight. Game On Dude on the inside. Quindici Man flying late. Setsuko. Game On Dude. So close. Maybe Game On Dude, but it's so close.
That's right. It was Game On Dude winning the Big Cap three times in the last 20 years. The other three horses I mentioned in the multiple choice option all won the race two times. John Henry, unfortunately, was quite a ways back. Didn't fit in the right time period. Lava Man and Milwaukee Brew both did, though, but they only won it two times during the last 20 years. Game On Dude won it in 2011. That's the stretch run we listened to. Chantel Sutherland was on board that day and eked out a victory. I mean, pull up the replay on YouTube. This was a real head bob of a finish and had to survive an inquiry as well, but got it done in 2011 at 14-1. The Bob Baffert trainee then went to Dubai in 2012, so missed the big cap, but won it subsequently in both 2013 and 2014 under Mike Smith, both of those years, and a much shorter price as well. In 2013, Game On Dude was 6-5 and won by almost eight lengths. In 2014, Game On Dude was the third choice at 7-2 and won by just under two lengths. So again, Game On Dude, three-time winner of the Big Cap, which has its renewal on Saturday afternoon out in Southern California. And the horse to watch likely this year will be Maxfield. All right, going to wrap it up for this Friday, March 5th edition of the Daily Report, brought to you by Capital OTB Bet. As always, appreciate your listening. Good luck.